Once the body is stable and steady, clearly sitting on the cushion, a bench or chair, sitting in such a way that the breath can freely manifest itself. So that the breath can freely come and go. So that the breath can freely arise and pass. So nothing's in the way of the breath. If there's sensations in the body, in and around the area of the breath sensations, and these sensations are interfacing or interrelating with the breath sensations, simply allow those sensations to be there as the breath comes and goes. Feelings in the body, feelings of the body as sensations. As these arise and may attract the attention and move it or pull it off of the breath, just opening into, letting go, so to speak, into these sensations. It's fascinating to see how these sensations, they just appear all on their own spontaneously. No one's making them happen. No one's making them change. Attention moves from the breath to sensations or from the sensations to the breath. No one actually makes that happen. It just happens. The sense or the idea or the impulse to move the attention is also something that just happens. Getting the sense and perhaps appreciation that breathing and body sensations are just happening. No one's making them happen. No one making them last longer or pass quicker. Sometimes in noticing or watching the breathing, in awareness of the breathing, there can be a subtle or not so subtle sense of holding on to the breath. Actually, grasping at the breathing, or clinging to the breathing. This particular habit or tendency, clinging or grasping at breath, may appear. It's a kind of attention. this grasping or clinging at the breathing is a form of clinging or grasping at existence. In the moments of unconsciousness of breath, like say when one's in deep sleep, there's no awareness of breathing, the breath is working perfectly fine. And yet in the waking state, in observing the breathing, sometimes this clinging or grasping arises. You could call it a kind of trying to control. It can feel as if it's right there beside or even inside the breathing sensations. It's amazing to simply have a look at it. And the looking and the seeing clearly, if there's any grasping or clinging, it can show its true nature like everything else. It appears and disappears. Clear seeing, open awareness is like the sun. It shines without discrimination, without judgment, without interference. It just shines. In this shining of awareness, experiences are illuminated. This similar or same, so to speak, once again, energy of clinging or grasping may arise in relation to sensations. Oddly enough, aversion or resistance to sensations is an inverted kind of clinging or grasping. Just sitting in steadiness, in caring attentiveness, in openness and support, collective support of each other, to see these truths. To see these realities. Bodies sitting, just sitting. Breath coming and going, breathing itself, just breathing. sensations of body, feelings of body, just feeling, just sensationing. Moments when sounds appear, notice how quickly they arise and pass. Sounds in a building, sounds in a kitchen, sounds of a voice. Perhaps even the sound of one's own breathing. Sounds appearing in space. Appearing in something the mind calls outside. And yet, where do the sounds actually happen? Although one might at times call the hearing of the sound my hearing, one wouldn't probably say the sound is my sound. Notice that hearing, when it's happening, is just happening. Sounds, when they're happening, are just happening. They happen, appears, or apparently in a space that you might call you. But where is the you that hears the sounds? If there's a looking for the you that hears the sounds, notice that you can't be found. Hearing sounds is happening to no one. Hearing sounds is just happening. Body's just sitting in stillness. Breath just breathing itself. Sensations, feelings of body. Just unfolding. Sounds simply sounding in space. Where is the I or me to whom these experiences are happening? Just body, just breathing, just sounds. this kind of openness, the mental life moves. Thoughts appearing and disappearing. Pictures or images in the mind appearing and disappearing. Thoughts simply thinking themselves. Images imaging themselves. Why have we believed for so long that these things are happening to someone when that someone can't be found? Even the idea or belief that I am aware is simply an idea or belief. It's impossible to find the I that is aware. Awareness simply is. Breathing, feeling, hearing and thinking. These expressions of life living itself are simply being themselves. Bodies being bodies. Breathing being breathing. Hearing being hearing, and thinking being thinking. awareness, being, empty fullness. Empty of form, and yet full of life. Full of that which appears. Awareness by nature is choiceless. It doesn't pick or choose or have any preferences. Awareness has no enemies. And in a way, mysteriously, inexplicably, awareness is one with what is happening. The thinking, perception, belief, process has erroneously separated awareness from experiences. Look and see and know that awareness is inseparable from any life expression.